Sex is the life force energy that runs through us all. Can you use sexual energy for your spiritual evolution, or perhaps for emotional healing? Is it even possible? Clinical sexologist Dr. Martha Tara Lee will explore all these and more on Eros Evolution on OM Times Radio.
Hello, hello, and welcome to Eros Evolution. This is where sexuality and spirituality meet. Today we're talking about clean and clear emotional freedom through releasing. And this is something that is close to my heart. I'm going to start a 30-day campaign starting from the 1st of April. Do you feel negative and heavy about life? And you're set off by little things. Do you want to be able to forgive someone in your life but not know how? How about having some balance restored and room for love to flow back into your heart? There's no need to be in stuckness, worried, or afraid of what tomorrow will bring and if you break down. There are many techniques to be a clean and clear person emotionally so that love and balance can be restored. There are powerful practices that can restore your heart, mind, and soul. And so in today's show, we're going to be talking about what these techniques are exactly. And I'm doing a shout out to for all of you to join me in my new 30-day Clean and Clear campaign. In this Facebook close group, what's going to happen is we're going to be releasing free videos, interviews, and resources for those of you who are interested to follow us on this 30-day journey. And the link is facebook.com/groups/clean and clear. So the N is not A-N-D, but A-D-N. So it's clean, A-D-N, clear. So there's an intentional typo in that to symbolize the chaos of life. But actually, clean and clear, A-N-D, was not available, so I went with A-N-D. Anyway, if you go to Facebook search and you type in clean and clear, the campaign will come up. And do join this group. So far, there are, 86 people who have joined this group. And I'm starting to post things into the group every day. And this is going to be a really awesome campaign. So why did I start this campaign? Well, I think that as a sexologist, we often talk about the importance of pleasure and orgasms and all these questions that I get about how this, how that, what's the average, what's normal, what's common. And I think it's really important to talk also about the other side of pleasure. We talk about pain and pleasure, and really what can be really useful is talk about what's blocking pleasure. And often it has to do with the pain that we've had in our lives, the negative beliefs, the negative attitudes, and which results in behavior that doesn't support our sexuality. And it's very common to come up in my work. We have negative thoughts, which results in us having negative beliefs. Our thoughts, if repeated enough, it becomes a belief, it becomes a pattern. And this belief then affects our attitude. It becomes sort of an attitude problem, and from there on, it of course is connected to our behavior. So thoughts, beliefs, attitudes, behaviors, and sometimes it just starts from that mingling little lingering thought that doesn't go away, and there's this wounding that happens. And sometimes these thoughts, feelings, emotions, they get stuck into our bodies physically when we are shocked, when we are angry, when we are sad, when we are scared. All these feelings that are actually something that is transient and temporary, and probably in just in the moment, can actually become a deeper feelings that are locked into our bodies called emotions. So the difference between feelings and emotions is that feelings are temporary and present time focused, whereas emotions are something that is to do with often the past and much deeper. So when we talk about emotional release, what we want to do is let go of what doesn't serve us anymore, let go of what is negative and much deeper in our consciousness. And what we want to do is be able to let go of that. And so I'm going to be sharing with you on today's show some different techniques in which you can do that and you can begin to do. And hopefully you will also find this useful and join me in the Clean and Clear 30-day campaign that is absolutely free. The reason why I'm doing this campaign is so that we can talk about emotional release. When we have emotional freedom, it gives space for more good things to come into our lives. And it's really important that we do that, because when we have more freedom, we become, as the title mentions, clean and clear. We become much more happy. We allow for more space and room for pleasure to then come into our lives. So it is important for all of us to take responsibility for ourselves in that way. And I'm sure all of you a lot of you who are listening to this show right now are people who consider yourself spiritual. And this channel being on On Times Radio Network is in no coincidence. And of course, I'm interested to always talk about positive sexuality, being a sexologist. But increasingly, I feel that there are some people who really need to empty their cup and get clearer so that pleasure can come in much more easily. There are people who are not so comfortable with emotional releasing. They feel that if I release, then what am I letting in? What if the devil gets in? I think it's really important to be really intentional and really start to have a confident and comfortable relationship with our body, so much so that we can begin to see how that is something that we are always at choice. Being able to do emotional release will facilitate that. One of the things that happens is there are also people who are not comfortable with the negativity that comes up as they start thinking of the past, and they're afraid that it's going to be too much, it's going to be too overwhelming, that they get sucked into this dark hole. And I just want to reassure you that letting go doesn't mean that it's going to stay in your body. Letting it come up and letting go means that it's not going to have a hold over you the way it used to. And therefore, the importance of emotional release. We are more powerful than we think we are, and we tend to also, being complex human beings, overcomplicate things and not want to go with what seems to be too simple. And sometimes we have all these emotions that actually become really comfortable, and asking ourselves to do things such as releasing can mean losing what has actually become comfortable, even though we actually are not necessarily happy. So this is what I mean by people who are stuck. They are stuck and don't really know that they are stuck and don't want to admit that they are stuck and don't want to do anything about it. And so that's why the importance of doing emotional release. So I hope I'm making a case of what is emotional release, the importance of emotional freedom, and some of the myths and fears that I start to hear from people when it comes to letting go of emotions, that once you let go, what is going to come in? There's a fear of that. There's a fear of things coming up that is too much and where you cannot cope. And then there's also that belief that letting it come up means that that is going to stay with you. That's the whole point of release. We release, meaning we let go, and it's not going to bug us or bother us the way that it used to. And so this is once again the matter. We are talking about clean and clear emotional freedom through releasing on today's show. And I'm actually in Penang. That's Penang, Malaysia. And it's an island just off Malaysia. And I'm here for a week. So I am presenting from Penang today. So we have a break. Stay tuned. And we'll start going into the emotional releasing techniques after this break.
Your conscious lifestyle on steroids. OM Times Radio. IOM FM. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Hi, I'm Kelly Fox, host and astrologer of The Astrology Show. Each week, I'll give you access to the current transits, which are a valuable tool that provide astrological information to help unlock the potential each of us has. Understanding the stars can help steer us in the right direction to make better informed choices. So if you're wondering what's going to happen in your week ahead, be sure to tune in to The Astrology Show for guidance. Mondays at 9 p.m. Eastern Time.
Every 2 minutes, an American is sexually assaulted. The majority of victims know their attacker. It could be your friend, your neighbor, or someone you met at a party. If you said no, it's rape, and it's a crime. This is Christina Ricci with RAIN. Call the National Sexual Assault Hotline today at 1-800-656-HOPE or visit RAIN.org. That's RAINN.ORG.
Brought to you by RAIN and this station.
And welcome to Eros Evolution. This is where sexuality and spirituality meet. My name is Martha. I'm a clinical sexologist. And you can find me on omtimes.com/mobile right now. This is where you can listen to this show without needing to download any app. And this is a great link, omtimes.com/mobile, which you can share with your friends. So I suggest that you do that because you're going to be doing them a great favor by letting them know about this channel and this show. And when we don't have shows going on, we actually have really nice music on the OM Times Radio Network. And in this station, we are talking about the link between sexuality and spirituality. And on today's show, and from there, you will be able to attain emotional freedom. Just before break, I was explaining what is emotional release, the importance of emotional freedom, and some of the myths that does come up in my work when I encourage people to use these techniques. Some of the fears and resistance are addressed just before the break. And right now, I want to talk about some of the very basics when it comes to emotional release. This is something that I learned from my supervisor and teacher, tantra teacher, Lori Handler. And it's pretty simple. Emotional release, if you do it consciously with breath, sound, and movement, is very, very effective. That's not to say you cannot use one technique. That is to say, if you use all three, you are a lot more effective than if you use just one. So breath is a form of emotional release. So let's start with that. So breathing in through the nose and out through the mouth. So if we, even as we just breathe without intention, immediately by returning to our breath, returning to our body, we start feeling better. So this is really important to understand. Emotional release is about feeling better. If you do something and you're not feeling better, maybe you don't want to be doing it. And so what we're focusing on with just breathing is on the emphasis on letting go. So when you breathe in, you're expanding your lungs, expanding your stomach, breathing down into your body, and letting go. With the exhalation and with sound. And when you breathe in and exhale, with breath, with sound, and you're also intentionally moving your belly, you are already beginning to do emotional release. It's really as simple as that. And if you want to be a little bit more elaborate or deliberate in your emotional release, what you can do is add intention. Add intention by saying, okay, right now I want to let go of that angst, that negativity that I just picked up in that meeting, for instance. So you can say, I want to let go of that shock, sadness, anger, frustration that I've just picked up just now. I'm going to let it go with my next breath. So with that intention, holding it in, breathing in, and letting go. It's really as simple as that. There are many practices about emotional release, as I mentioned, and this is just one of it. The next one that I like to suggest to you is movement. You could do it with bigger movements other than what I just mentioned, which is breathing in and expanding your stomach and letting go with an exhalation. You can do movement in the form of maybe shaking your body. Obviously, we breathe, otherwise we will pass out as human beings. So we breathe whether we are conscious of it or not. And so breathing in, letting go, and this time shaking your body on your exhalation. So this is a much bigger movement than just expanding your belly. So breathing in, letting go, and this time shaking your shoulders from side to side. So this is a bigger, more intentional movement that results in a bigger release. Something that would be even bigger than shaking your shoulders is a dance. So as you breathe and move and make sounds, you on your feet, maybe you're bouncing up and down, maybe you're tapping your feet from side to side, maybe you put on some music, it could be drumming music, and you just bounce up and down. And maybe you move from left to right. And you begin to allow your body to sway. And you add the intention of letting go of any tension in your body. That is another form of emotional release. So now I'm beginning to talk about different variations of emotional release. And I'm talking about different things you can do with regards to emotional release. Very simple practices that is not scary at all. There are people who think emotional release is scary. It's not. It can be as simple as your next breath. It can be as simple as getting up and doing a little boogie. It is as simple as that. some other emotional releasing techniques that I have learned when I was at ISTA Level 1 training. ISTA stands for International School of Temple Arts. I went for the training in India, and they were conducting it for the first time in India. And I went because my Tantra teacher, Laurie Handlers, was teaching there. And at ISTA, they also covered emotional release. And in fact, they see it as the pivotal part of being able to have emotional freedom and letting in pleasure to come into our lives. And so for the first time, practices that I do is now making a lot of sense, and the importance has really come to the foreground, and this is why it has triggered me to start this 30-day Clean and Clear Emotional Release campaign on Facebook. So be sure to join it on Facebook group. That's Clean and Clear. That's ADN, not AND, ADN backslash. So it's facebook.com/groups/CleanADNClear. That's the project Facebook group that everything will be released there. So some other emotional releasing techniques. Another one is hand scream. This is where you put your hands over your mouth into a little fist. And you scream into your hands. This is when nobody can hear you. So you close your mouth, you put your hands over your mouth, and you scream into your hands. So I'm just going to let you hear what that might sound like. Put your hands over your mouth and scream into your hands. So it feels a bit muffling. And what I found in my experience when I do a hand scream, screaming into my palms, is that I feel those emotions are coming up even strongly. And this is when, of course, when we stop and come up for air, we can let it go with our next breath. So amplifying that sensation in our bodies and then letting it go. A variation of hand scream is pillow scream. This is when you hold on to the pillow. And you basically scream into the pillow. And these two techniques are really good when you are in environments where you don't really want to be making sounds. Say, for instance, if you live at home with your parents, you are very conscious of roommates next door, or you're at work and you don't want to express yourself verbally. So hand scream and pillow scream are two really good techniques besides just breathing. So grabbing a pillow, grabbing your hands, screaming into your hands, these are some very, very basic techniques. Another technique that I really like is pillow hitting. So you hit the pillow and you may want to propel or lean forward a little bit so that the tension that is stored in your stomach gets released as well. So it's the conscious use of breath, sound, and movement. So when you're moving your body by rocking back and forth and hitting the pillow in a rhythmic manner, you let go with sound. So you might go, huh, huh. So you lean forward and then you go, huh. And so you're letting go with your sound, with your breath, and with movement, with this rocking motion. So hitting the pillow, in what I learned at ISTA Level 1 in India, is that we let go by not clenching our hands into a fist. We actually open up our palms and hit the pillows with open palms. And we do so because we are really focusing on letting go, and hence the emphasis on emotional release. If we clench our fists, clench our hands into a little fist, into a ball of fist, what happens is we actually invariably, unconsciously, subconsciously hold on to some of that tension still. What we want to do is let go. So it's all about being really intentional in the way you're doing that emotional release. So I've already covered, if you don't remember, five different techniques so far. And after a break, I want to cover a different technique that actually is going to take a little bit longer to explain. So far, we've covered letting go of negative emotions with your breath. We've talked about letting go with sound, shaking yourself, your shoulders from left to right, and breathing and making sounds at the same time. So breathing in and letting go, shaking your shoulders, letting those emotions to come up. We talked about dance. Maybe swaying from side to side, bouncing up and down, and moving your body more than just sitting. So when we stand, obviously we have more range of motion that is possible. You may want to put on some music. Drumming music really, really gets us into a rhythmic pace. And it also, drumming is quite primal, and it reminds us of the heartbeat that we felt and heard when we were in our mother's womb. So it does take us really deeply, rather quickly. So that's emotional release technique two. And then I talked about hand scream, screaming into your palms. Talked about pillow scream, screaming into your pillow. Both of them, hand scream and pillow scream, being really effective in being relatively soundless and useful depending on what kind of environment you're in. And then I talked about pillow hitting. So we have another break, and participate and do some emotional release during this break. So see you after this break.
Free your mind with Om Times Radio, IOM FM. Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Om Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Hi, this is Julie Geigel.
And I'm Susan Schuler.
And I'm Lori Walker.
And we are
the Psychic Angel Channelers
from Angel Talk Tuesday.
Tune in every week at 10 a.m. Eastern on OmTimesRadio.com.
The angels have heard your call and are here to help.
Are you ready to receive?
Bathe in the beautiful vibrational frequency to help you heal, expand, and remember your magnificence with Angel Talk Tuesday.
What's up? This is Brad and Mike from Linkin Park for Lifebeat, the music industry fights AIDS. Listen up, times are tough and you get a lot of things thrown your way. If you're being pressured to have sex and you're not ready, then say no. If you're having sex, be smart and use protection. Respect yourself and protect yourself.
For more information, call the National AIDS Hotline at 1-800-342-AIDS or log on to www.lifebeat.org.
And you are listening to Arrow's Evolution on the Om Times Radio Network. You can share this show with your friends right now by going to the link omtimes.com/mobile. With this link, you'll be able to listen to this show without needing to download any app. It's really cool. And today we're talking about my 30-day campaign called Clean and Clear. It's completely free. In that Facebook group, you're going to be able to get videos on emotional releasing techniques. You're going to get interviews as well as freebies. And this is completely free. This is my little effort to help humanity so that all of us can become clean and clear. So we have emotional freedom through emotional release. And the link that you want to go to is facebook.com/groups/clean, A-N-D, clear. That's clean and clear with a twist. That's A-N-A-D-N, clear. Excuse me. So I have a little cold. So just before this break, I was talking about the five techniques that I have on emotional release. And some of the people who are listening into the show on Facebook Live that I'm streaming knows that more of these techniques. But actually, what I want to share right now is another technique which I do, before I knew about all these Easter level one emotional releasing techniques, this technique is called Linwell releasing. That's L-I-N-D-W-A-L-L. That's Linwell releasing. And you can do a quick Google search about it. So there are master practitioners around the world doing the Linwell releasing techniques. I am not a master practitioner. I want to be really clear about that. However, because it's so powerful, I do teach it. I do teach it because I want to help more people. And if you want to find a master practitioner, you can look for Heiko and Selena. So they are the original people who taught me the Linwell releasing technique, which I have been doing for close to 10 years now. And let me tell you that Linwell releasing was my first experience to conscious releasing of emotions. And when I first encountered Linwell releasing techniques, I was extremely sure that that was one of the turning points of my life, that it was going to support me and it was going to be something that I would do for the rest of my life. And trust me when I say that it is really, really powerful. So Heiko Selena, that's H-E-I-K-O and Selena, they are the master practitioners of Linwell releasing, and you can look up Linwell releasing techniques. And even as I say this, some things are coming up to me, which is EFT, emotional freedom technique. This is where people are using tapping. This is when there are many other emotional releasing techniques. There's trauma releasing exercises. There is somebody that I interviewed who I'm featuring in Clean and Clear, and her name is Simone and Endow, and she's talking about being a journey facilitator. So I want you to know that there are actually many releasing emotional releasing techniques around the world, many simple ones such as going back to your breath being one of them, and there are slightly more sophisticated techniques. So don't be scared or overwhelmed by it. I'm not here to tell you that one is better than the other. I'm here to tell you that there are many, and it is for you to experiment with them and try them and see what works for you. Something that works well for you for a time and a season sometimes doesn't work as well after a while. It's the same as a workout. If you have the same workout routine or regime, and after a while, your body just goes into inertia. You're still getting some benefits from doing that same workout. However, you are getting the most benefits probably in the first few weeks of it. And sometimes we get to a point where we just need to do something different to just shake things up. And maybe get back to that regime or routine or workout afterwards. So here I am going now into Linwell releasing. So let me explain it by saying that before I knew Linwell releasing techniques, I knew about affirmations. And affirmations are statements that are in the positive. They are always positive. You don't have to believe in them. And they are always phrased with I am statements. So present, moment, time, focus, even if you don't believe in them, always phrased in positive ways and always with I statements such as I am. So give you an example, I am beautiful. I am beautiful. So just sit that, all of you. I am beautiful. How does that sit with you? Do you believe that you are beautiful? Do you have negative feelings coming up because you don't really believe you're beautiful? Even being able to claim that word, I am beautiful, I am beautiful, I am beautiful, starts to shift something within you. Okay? So in affirmations, what you're doing is you're claiming the qualities that you seek to have. I am beautiful. And these are positive statements, okay? In Linwell releasing, you are going into what is painful. And so you go into I release. So you start with the words I release. It's really as simple as that. And in linear releasing, you are going into thoughts, feelings, emotions, attitudes, beliefs, behaviors that are negative, okay, that are not positive, that you are conscious is bugging you, is bothering you, is stopping you, is acting as a stumbling block, and you just have that intent of I release. It may not work, you want to release. And so you say, I release dot, dot, dot. Okay, so for instance, let's work with I am beautiful. Even as I say I am beautiful, there are resistances that are coming up. And what we want to do is want to let go of some of this resistance that is stopping us from claiming I am beautiful. So you might say, I release my belief that I am not beautiful. Breathe. I release to be overcritical of the way I look. That is stopping me from claiming I am beautiful. Breathe. So notice how that begins to shift for you. I release my belief that I can never be beautiful because I have been told that I'm not beautiful. Breathe. I release to hold on to that belief that I'm not beautiful because I do get acne every so often. Breathe. I release my belief that I'm not beautiful because I'm balding. I release my belief that I'm not beautiful because I have extra 10 kg that I'm carrying around. I release to believe that I'm not beautiful because I have thunder thick thighs. I release my belief that I'm not beautiful because I don't feel beautiful. So all these things that are blocking you from your belief of feeling beautiful, you just release around that issue. You can be creative around it. You don't necessarily have to be so blatant as go directly into the topic of beautiful. Can for instance, I release my belief that I'm not beautiful. That's pretty obvious that that's what you want to release. However, releasing things that are stopping you around this topic that I've given you examples of just now just helps shift that dynamic so there is a little bit more room for that belief of I am beautiful to start coming into your life. And so this is Linwell releasing. And if you're interested for me to talk more about this technique or to listen to this technique more specifically, you can go to YouTube and type in Martha Jumpstart 3. That's Martha Jumpstart 3, and you'll be able to see this video called Jumpstart Video 3 of 3 that I made a couple of years ago. In that particular video, I actually talk about linear releasing technique quite extensively. And remember, what we want to do is we want to give room for pleasure to come into our life. And this is the reason why we do releasing. And you can do releasing not just with beliefs, for instance, the belief of I am beautiful. You can do releasing around actual physical pain that you are feeling. So we're not just talking about emotional release right now. We're talking about physical pain. So for instance, I release the pain that is on my knee or elbow that I just hit just now. I release the pain on my knee right now. I release my belief that just because I hit my knee, my knee is going to swell up tomorrow. I'm going to get a bruise tomorrow. I release that belief right now. I release to be over-attached to that belief that pain comes with marks, for instance. I release that belief that my face is going to swell up after my facial. I release to be over-attached to any battle scars, for instance. So you can do releasing around pain, physical pain. Why not try it? As long as it makes you feel better. Anything that makes you feel better is worth trying, isn't it? And you can release also, for instance, I really love this, to be overcritical of yourself. So I release to be overcritical, or I release to be over-responsible for the happiness of my parents. I release to be over-responsible for the happiness of my partner. I release to be over. The emphasis is over. And we all have responsibilities. Yes, we have responsibilities in life. With our work, with our loved ones, with our family, with our friends, we have responsibility that we take on. And that is not to say that responsibility is bad. Responsibility is part of being a mature adult. Here we are talking about over-responsible, over. It is the over that is the killer. It's the over that makes us feel that life is scary and overwhelming. And it is the over that is causing us to go into burnout and depression, because it's just too much. It's too much. We feel that we can't take it. And so we want to let go of what is unhealthy and not positive and not serving us. So we want to let go of over as opposed to being responsible. That's different. So we don't want to escape our responsibilities, but we definitely don't want to be over responsible. So you might want to say, I release, breathe, I release to be over-responsible for the happiness of my listeners. So we have a break. I've been talking about Linwell releasing, and in the meantime, keep practicing Linwell releasing. I'll see you after this break.
The best of the conscious minds in the world. Om Times Radio, your conscious lifestyle on steroids. The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for Schoolgirls project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
Join me, Tammy Adams, intuitive life coach and spiritual healer, for my new show, Karma Talk. Learn how to get rid of your karma so that you can start living the life you are meant to live. I am not going to tell you what you want to hear, but what you need to hear. Join me on Wednesday at 12 p.m. Eastern Time for Karma Talk on Om Time Radio.
It's on us to stop sexual assault.
To get in the way before it happens.
To get a friend home safe.
And to not blame the victim.
It's on us.
To look out for each other.
To not look the other way.
It's on us to stand up.
To step in.
To take responsibility.
It's on us. All of us
to stop sexual assault.
Learn how and take the pledge at itsonus.org.
And welcome back to the last 15 minutes of today's show. This is Eros Evolution. This is where sexuality and spirituality meets. And as a sexologist, I always talk about pleasure, and today I'm focusing on pain. I'm talking about letting go of negative emotions and feelings that does not serve us. And whether we know it or not, sometimes when we have negative emotions stuck in our body, we really don't know that it's there, because it becomes something that we are used to. If you carry this 1 kg or 1 pound of rice on your neck every day, you're not going to realize over time that this is something that's weighing you until it gets released and it is removed from your neck. So it's the same. We're carrying all this negativity that is actually stopping us from having more pleasure. And so why not just let it go? So far in today's show, I talked about letting go with our next breath. We talked about dance. We talked about hand screen, pillow hitting. And I just now before the break, talked about lingual releasing technique. And that is just a very simple technique that you can do. And the fundamentals behind emotional release is the conscious use of breath, sound, and movement. And that is the premise of it. A lot of these negative emotions are stored, especially in our belly, in our stomach, in our second chakras, in our power center, in our sacral chakras. It's a lot of it is stored in our stomach because this is where our center is. So when we have shock, a lot of it is actually absorbed and stored into our stomach. So what you want to do is you may want to be conscious about moving your stomach, about tapping your stomach, about shaking it up. And these emotions that are being released, sometimes we don't know what is being released specifically as we are doing pillow hitting or pillow scream or hand scream. And sometimes we are doing it because we feel bad. And there are people who say, I don't need to do emotional release because I feel okay, I don't feel bad. What if we just do it and things are coming up anyway? And as long as you feel better, as long as you feel lighter, why not do it? And so with lingual releasing, what happens is you actually do need to know the issue that you want to be letting go of. And you may even want to lie down, be deeply relaxed, and just ask your body, what do you want to release today? And memories might come up, childhood memories might come up. So this is a little bit deeper work that can happen, which is what Heiko and Selena does as master practitioners. I'm not a master practitioner. I do share about the lingual releasing technique because I know it's very, very useful. And we can do it in a conscious level as opposed to a subconscious level. And so with the lingual releasing technique, one can go really deep into it. So there are many, many more things that I want to share with you about Clean and Clear, about emotional releasing techniques. And some of them are not so easy to do it just verbally, because on this radio show, there is no visual. So this is the reason why I have made videos, and I'm going to be releasing it in my 30-day Clean and Clear Facebook project. It's completely free. And you can join this campaign by going to Facebook groups. That's facebook.com/groups/clean and clear. And it's not A-N-D, it's A-D-N. That was a typo when I created a group. But anyway, Clean and Clear was actually not available anyway. So it's Clean, A-D-N, Clear. Okay, and so I pretty much want to wrap up my little discussion about Clean and Clear today, and I want to talk about something else that I'm going to be doing next week. Next week is going to be the first week of spring, and it starts from March 20th, and National Orgasm Week actually runs from March 20th to 27th. It was originally coined and created by Dr. Roger Labby. He's a sex therapist, and he's one of the pioneers of several sex positive related associations. And he was also the person who coined the term sex positive. So I was very fortunate to be able to interview Roger Labby and to find out more about the origin of National Orgasm Week. I'm going to be releasing videos relating to orgasms next week. So my aim is to release one video every week for the first week of spring. That's March 20th to 27th. And you can be able to access it by going to several places. You can actually subscribe to my newsletter called Eros Coaching. That's eroscoaching.com. Then from there, you'll be able to get my e-newsletter. And from there, I will announce how you can access all the videos. You can also join me on my Facebook page. That's Eros Coaching, Eros Coaching. From there, I'll be releasing these videos as well. You can also follow me on Facebook. And my profile is DR Martha Lee. You can follow me there. I will also be releasing those videos there. And I have a Facebook group also called Arrows Coaching. You can also follow me there. So I will also be posting these videos onto my blog on arrowscoaching.com. So you can follow me there. So these are the places in which I'm going to be sharing the different videos relating to National Orgasm Week. So I'm very happy about it because I don't want to be talking about pain all the time either. I don't want to be talking about emotional release all the time either. I want to be talking about pleasure. And so National Orgasm Week is a good opportunity to do it. Every year in May is Masturbation Month. And it was declared because it was triggered by Sergeant General who was actually removed from her job by saying that masturbation was healthy and normal. And the Sex Shop Good Vibrations created May is for Masturbation Month. And so every year for May, I have been doing something relating to masturbation. And this year, I've decided to do something related to masturbation, but not quite, orgasms. And I have been asking people on my Facebook what kind of videos they want me to make for National Orgasm Week next week. And so I'm making those videos this week in Penang. I've rented this Airbnb. It's beautiful. It's a nice space with good lighting, so I'm really hopeful about the videos turning out well. If you look at National Orgasm Week, you'll be surprised to find that actually there are contradicting dates for National Orgasm Week. In Australia, it's in August, and in the US, it's some other dates like June. But actually, National Orgasm Week was originated by Dr. Roger Levy, as I mentioned just now. And he actually wanted it to be the first week of spring because back then, the first week of spring was when the kids would, the college kids would go and hang out and by the river. And of course, they would have sex. And so he wanted to encourage them to practice safe sex. So that's why he created National Orgasm Week. Okay, so having talked about Clean and Clear and National Orgasm Week, I now want to do a little shout out, if I may. I'm going to be doing my third book. And I have many book ideas, and this project just cannot wait because it's time sensitive. On the 20th of April is going to be the start of the 8th year in which Arrows Coaching has been practiced. So I've survived a 7-year itch. It's really significant for me. It's a real milestone because truth be told, I've never kept a job for more than 3 years, and I've been doing Arrows Coaching for coming to 8 years now. I'm coming to the end of 7 years, and so I thought, why not just play with this idea and come up with a book about my journey of being the first sexologist in Singapore with a doctorate in human sexuality. Singapore, as a lot of you know, is the most economically prosperous Asian country in Asia. We are at a really good position where there's a lot of flights and routes and basically planes and ships passing through Singapore that has helped make Singapore a really prosperous country. However, being Asians, we are actually quite sexually stunted, and there's not a lot of sex education for me when I was growing up. So in deciding to be a sexologist, it was really quite a big move, considered quite a pivotal pioneer for Singapore. So I wanted to talk about how I was burnt out 2 years ago, how I have learned from being a sexologist to become more comfortable in my sexuality, and how I ventured into learning about Tantra and achieving bliss states. And I want to talk about everything in between, including things that are useful to people who are going to be reading this book, about how to survive a 7-year itch, meaning like sexual boredom or getting caught in a sexual rut, or people in relationships where it doesn't serve them anymore. So do go to Indiegogo, and I'm doing a crowdfunding, and you can look for my book, I Survived a 7-Year Itch. And I hope you can support this crowdfunding project. And so next week, I'm going to be talking about hacking your sex life with sex hacker Kenneth Play. And Kenneth Play is an Asian sex educator, probably not born and bred in Asia like me, but I'm very excited to interview him for next week's show. So stay tuned to Eros Evolution next week. And in the meantime, do your emotional release practices, be clean and clear, and let in pleasure into your life. So this has been Dr. Martha Tara Lee of Eros Coaching. Stay in touch, be good, and